This is a Clearview original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine.
The Mighty Musca, who's it?
The Mighty Muscadine. It's a grape, and it's grown right here in North Carolina. In fact, the Muscadine grape is North Carolina's state grape.
I thought North Carolina's grape was the Scuppernong grape.
Shh. The Muscadine grape produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when it's under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a whole host of health benefits.
Well, that's all well and good, but in my experience, anything healthy typically tastes like dog water.
And that's the magic of using real natural Muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes have two extra chromosomes than regular table grapes have. Those extra chromosomes provide a much-needed genetic ability to help build your health. Unlike other fruits or berries, the Muscadine grape can resist mold, bacteria, and viruses without the use of harmful chemicals.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm very rarely in the mood for grape juice.
Well, good news. You can head over to MightyMuscadine.com and see that they have an entire lineup of products designed for everyday use. If you work out, they have protein powder. I know you wash your hair and brush your teeth, right?
Not very often.
That's gross. But if you're a normal person who does, they have shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste. They have a one-a-day dietary supplement. They have body lotion. I'm telling you, these guys have it all.
Sounds expensive.
Not at all. All of their products are extremely affordable.
Even for a skinflint like me?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I like you so much. I'm going to give you this promo code. It's T-O-D-A-Y. Promo code TODAY. You use that promo code at checkout and get yourself a sweet discount. And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. Don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com. And use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, a daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
You can find us online by visiting clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And for the grapevine today, we've got when people don't silence their phones in the studio space.
Skated right to the front of the episode with the grapevine.
Welcome to the grapevine. we got a little new sound effects thing. I'm going to be using that. So whoever gave me this should not have done. Hang on 1 second. I'm also.
That's what we're
all
going to
be
doing.
It has no context at all. Also, wow. There's no stop button either.
Still crying. Wow.
It just keeps going.
That's real.
We want you guys to be able to help us keep the conversation moving forward. And you can do so by sharing this episode with all your friends and your family. You can leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave some links.
Or it will make us cry like that.
Or it will make us cry like that. I almost hit it again, but then I remembered how long it lasted. We are going to leave you guys a couple of links in the description so you can do just that.
The verse of the day today is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 28. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen. Look, what better way to close
short
a prayer?
And sweet. Thank you, Paul.
And you know what's funny? Thank you, Paul. And you know what's funny is that the grace of Christ is always with us. It is with us at all times. And yet it's one of the things that I very rarely think about through my day, right? Mm. I'm too busy coming up with my own solutions to all the problems that face me rather than relying on the grace of Christ, which gives us peace.
Yeah. Paul reminds them that that's the best gift he can leave with them is causing them to focus back on Jesus. He can say, you know, I'm praying for you. I'll be there soon. I'll help you. Mm-hmm, but ultimately, mm-hmm. Paul understands that he is human and he's fallible. And he, you know, as wonderful and amazing as Paul was, he's an imperfect human.
Right.
But Jesus is that perfect peace. He's
that
perfect, consistent blessing in our lives. And Paul reminds them, you know, above all else, focus on Christ.
That's right. And, you know, being imperfect humans, we need the word of God in our lives. And luckily for you guys listening, there's an app that makes that a lot easier because guess what? Every single day they send you a new verse. That's where all these verses are coming from, by the way, on the Clearview Today Show is the Date the Word app. Make sure you download it for free right now on iTunes or Spotify. What's the
Android.
Google Play? Yeah, Android. Who knows? Those silly Android people. But every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
We joked about the grapevine skating to the front of the episode, but I
now
actually
truly,
do have a gripe today.
Right, because it is graduation season
it
and
is
you
graduation
were.
Graduation and I
imagine
am.
Ryan livid at a kindergarten graduation.
That was true. That was true.
Welcome to the grapevine.
Hilarious.
Very nice. I like this.
I love it. Here's my gripe.
We need theme music for the grapevine.
Here's my gripe, okay? You've been to graduations, probably many of you around this time. whether it's kindergarten, high school, higher education, whatever it is, usually you're calling out a lot of names in rapid succession.
Right.
Typically.
Right.
And so most people, when they get up there, they'll say something like, please hold your applause to the end.
And then people don't do it.
And people don't do it. People never do it because why? You don't care about all these other graduates. You care about your graduate.
Right.
So when
that's
that person
a gripe,
walks,
for sure.
When that person walks across the stage, you want to cheer for them.
Right.
My gripe is let the people cheer.
What?
Stop telling people to hold their applause to the end. Stop telling them to not clap after every single name. They're going to do it anyway. And
makes
you look like you don't have anything under control.
Wait. Your gripe is that they're making people follow the rules?
My gripe is do away with the rules. Break the rules.
Right. That is surprising to me. Really?
It is.
It
irritates me because you know when you say that, please hold your applause at the end, you know that no one is going to listen to you. You know that. You know when you say that, which is why you had to say
it in
the first
place. I'm dumbfounded. I'm floored. I thought for sure you were going to say your gripe is that they're in the crowd not following the rule.
No. You think if I attend my sweet little baby's graduation, I'm going to wait to the end? Because we're H's. My last name is an H. We're smack in the middle.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to wait to the end?
You're a rule follower.
No.
You're a rule follower.
I am, which is why I'm saying do away with this rule.
Oh, I'm floored.
I do away with it.
I remember being in high school thinking it was a dumb rule, but then I kind of get it because you don't want the ceremony to last all day. So you're just like, hey, everybody, hold your applause to the end. Only problem is when you see people walk past, the graduates have to walk past in just like uncomfortable silence.
Exactly. It's just so awkward when they walk by and they're just like chirp, 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 chirp.
Hold on. Wait. Call somebody's name. I got a lot of buttons here. I'm getting scared. Somebody's name.
Nicholas Paul Shaw.
Where's the...
I hate that for you.
Well, what you want is this.
Yeah.
Nicholas set me up nice with this.
Nobody says these names in rapid succession, like boom, 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 boom. So it's not like a name is going to be... it's not like a name is going to be cut off by the applause. Just let him clap. Just let him clap. It's not going to take any extra time. They got to walk across the stage anyway.
Yeah. Yay! Yeah. That's my little baby walking across the stage.
Applaud. Don't be such a stickler. Do away with the rule. Let people clap.
So, okay, two things. Number one, this is going to be a problem. This should not be here in front of me.
This is going to be a little problem.
Number two, I can't believe this. First and foremost, I agree.
Yeah.
This is just out of character for you. This is out of character for you, for Ryan Hill, to Boy Scout, to be saying, down with the rules.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheer. I remember people being like, woo! Yeah. And then people be like, we do just want to remind everyone.
They said to hold the applause.
We do want to just remind everyone to hold your applause to the end. And like, it must be hard being that school administrator, knowing that you're being ignored.
Absolutely.
You know that they're going to disobey you.
Can't stand it.
Okay. Let's ask Dr. Shaw, because Dr. Shaw's probably been to more graduations than all of us.
And yes.
I wonder what he feels about this rule. I feel like he's a clapper. He's a let him clapper.
I
think he's like, let him clap.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let him clap.
Let us know your take. Clap or no clap. Write in and let us know.
Have you ever been thrown out of a graduation for disobeying the rules?
Air horn. Now that's a little much. I will say that. That's a little much. Just limit it to the applause, but let him clap. 252-582-5028. Let us know where you stand, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here once again with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, I want to begin with just an introduction of our Clearview Today team. I'm going to do it two times, and I want you to tell me which one you prefer.
Okay.
So this is what we would normally do. Everybody would please hold your applause till the end. Introducing Dr. Abadan Shah, Ryan Hill, John Galantis, David Williamson, and Nicholas Shah. Okay, yeah, that's nice. All right, now you tell me which one you like better. Introducing, if everybody would, hold your applause to the end, Dr. Abadan Shah. Woo-hoo! Yeah! That's my boy! Ryan Hill. John Galantis. Yeah! So we do want to say, if y'all would please hold your applause till the end. Okay, moving on. David Williamson. Yeah! And on the switcher, Nicholas Shah.
Is that a cry?
Now, by the way, we got a sound effects machine for anyone who can't tell. So one of those took, I would say, 5 or 6 times as long. One of those do you prefer? Because you go to a lot of these graduations and things like this that happen.
I'm okay with just go ahead and applaud.
Between every name.
Just that's go ahead and applaud. Let him go.
That's what Ryan was saying.
Let him go.
It makes the whole thing take longer.
Who cares? They're going to do it anyway.
And it's encouraging people not to follow the rules.
They're going
to
do it anyway. Without fail. Every time you're at something that somebody says, please hold your applause at the end, no one listens. Yeah. Everybody's going to applaud anyway. Just let them do it. That way you don't have to sit there and correct them.
Because their baby is graduating.
Yeah, that's right.
Their little kid.
Let them cheer.
Just
running,
let them clap.
And then there'll always be that one, and then a lot of people laugh because somebody else applauded somebody else.
And then the other thing is, like, the ones who wanted to but follow the rules and didn't will then be resentful of the ones who don't follow the rules, and then they didn't get in any.
Yeah. But here's a question. I have a question.
Yes, yes.
Would you be the first one to break the rule?
No. Goodness, no. Absolutely not.
That is a good question.
No, but if everybody else is doing it, I'm fine.
So I wasn't going
somebody
to.
Somebody else step forward
someone else be brave
and get arrested, then we'll follow through.
I have a video, and if I can find it, I want to put it in this episode. I have a video of your daughter bullying me to do it.
Yeah,
because I remember
nobody
this.
Was going to do it. Because these are people getting their PhDs. This is not like a high school graduation. This is like a prestigious event.
Yeah, you go down, they put all the stuff on you, regalia, people are shaking hands and all that stuff.
They're wearing like ceremonial robes. Like it's the highest degree you can get.
It's high ceremony,
very high ceremony. And so Abigail's like, we're all going to cheer. I'm like, this is a PhD. They're not going to do that. She's like, we're doing it. So then there's a video of her giving me like knife eyes, like telling me, I'm gonna hurt you. I'm going to hurt you if you don't do it. And I'm like, no, no, no. So then they call it Dr. Abadan Paul Shah. And everybody just goes, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's so not the place for it. It's so not the place for that.
It felt a lot louder than it probably was.
I wanted to do it so that if Abigail did it and nobody else did
it,
I knew
bad.
It was going to be
that
bad.
That would look bad.
So I was like, all
join
right,
in.
I got to do it.
That's right.
Yes.
We're all doing it together.
Yeah, that's what it was, man. That's what it was.
You know, it got me thinking about, that was my gripe earlier today, was people who have that rule, like, please hold your applause to the end. Just let them clap. It's not that
that's
big
right.
Right. Just let them clap.
Right.
But in this season that we're in with graduations and ceremonies and all that kind of stuff, you know, we had the opportunity to attend one not long ago, an athletic awards banquet.
Yes.
And, you know, in ceremonies like that, everyone is focused on achievement and accomplishment.
That's right.
And sort of like a patting your resume moment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you reminded us at that banquet, and I think it's a great reminder for us, to keep our humility in check, to keep our attitudes in the appropriate place.
That's right. I talked about humility. I talked about good pride and bad pride, mm-hmm. the importance of confidence, and at the same time, the self-focus of bad pride. And then also, what is true humility? I talked about that. And then finally, how do you develop that spirit of humility, not only in your team, but also in any organization that you're part of? How do you have the spirit of humility?
Right.
And I did my research. Of course, I leaned on John Maxwell a lot because I really admire him and his work. And we read his works. And we're getting ready to read another book by him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. High Road Leadership just came out. Encourage you guys to go get it. But it really puts things in perspective.
Right.
Because pride comes before the
fall.
The fall.
That's right.
It's a biblical warning.
Yeah.
And I don't want our team to fall. Neither do I want myself individually to fall. And, of course, our young people who are about to embark on a career or school or college or university or something else, they need to walk with a proper perspective and be humble.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we talked about.
That's exactly right.
I think that's such a good reminder for people, too, because a lot of times we have this mistaken idea of what humility is in the mm-hmm. Christian life. Mm-hmm. Humility, in some people's interpretation, is just like, I'm going to sit over here and not take up any space, and I apologize for existing, and I'm just going to be as quiet and mousy as possible. But that's not really what the Bible describes as humility.
That's right. Coach Wooden John Wooden was a very humble man. Mm-hmm. He was, of course, as you know, he was the legendary basketball coach of UCLA, the Bruins, and he won an incredible 88 consecutive games in NCAA men's basketball.
That's 88 amazing.
That's incredible.
Consecutive games. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? It's like, yeah, we won a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we won a game.
We won a game. Never gets old.
And his overall record was 620 to 147.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
620 wins. And then, of course, they won 10 national championships.
That's incredible.
Some of his famous players who played under him, men like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, you know, went on to play for the Lakers.
Right.
Very famous person still to this day. And then, of course, Bill Walton, who is a sportscaster. You see him, I think, on ESPN, but he is very well known as an analyst and talks about basketball and all that. But Coach Wooden had just this spirit of humility. Mm-hmm. And in a book titled How to Be Like Coach Wooden, Pat Williams was a past senior VP of Orlando Magic. He also played, and of course, he is up in his 80s now, I believe. And he wrote this book on how to be like Coach Wooden. And he talks about this incident that took place. When I say incident, it's like a happening. When another coach by the name of Ollie Johnson, who was the former Montclair State University coach, he was standing there with Coach Wooden at some kind of a coaching seminar or something like that. And they were in a line. And just looking at the length of the line, it would take 2 hours to get through. Mm-hmm. So many people on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the table was another coach, I can't remember the name now, but he was there and he saw Coach Wooden. And he's like, oh, you don't have to stand in line. Come on up here. He said, hey, come on this way. And Coach Wooden actually just said, that's okay. I'm good. And then he turned to Ollie Johnson and said, I'm no better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are times that if somebody does give you that preference, they're giving you honor, it's okay to take that honor. But in this situation, there were many eyes on Coach Wooden. And he felt like at that moment, for me to skip the line and go
right
would communicate just the pride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you mediocre people can stay in the line.
Right.
I shall bypass this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about like when you guys are going to like this athletic banquet, you know, and you're seeing all these young people who are athletes in high school. This is their identity. Now they're venturing out of high school and some of them are like, I want to continue being an athlete. Or some of them are like, now I don't know what to do with my life. You know, where does this conversation go?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if you spend 4 years being on top of the world, being like the star of your high school football team or your basketball team or whatever, but now I'm going down a different path in life, what do I do?
Yeah.
Right. You know, when we talk about pride, I need to clarify. There is good pride and bad pride.
Mm.
So good pride would be something like saying, I'm so proud of you.
Right.
Your mom and dad saying that, or your wife saying about you, or you're saying about your wife,
right.
or your children. I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
or taking pride in your work, whatever that work is, whether it's writing a sermon or writing a song or building a structure or whatever you do, taking pride in that. That is the good pride.
Right.
Okay. The good pride breeds or fosters confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with confidence. Mm-hmm. That's why somebody even walks around with just, you know, hunched over. I'm a nobody.
Yeah.
No. That's not being humble.
Right.
Okay. That's maybe you don't have confidence.
Yeah.
No. Confidence is sometimes a missing element between a winning team and a losing team.
Mm.
You will more than likely lose if you don't have confidence.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
Confidence is the assurance that you have done the work and you are ready to take on the challenge that is coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
You have the training. You have the gifts. You have the talents. You have prepared yourself for this hour. Confidence is good. That's the good pride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some churches don't have confidence.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I have there's a piano player on our worship team, and she is without a doubt one of the best. She taught piano for years and years and years. But when I first met her, we were very, very new in the songwriting aspect of our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were figuring things out. And I remember I asked her, I said, "How is your sight reading?" And without missing a beat, she said, "It's excellent. My sight reading is excellent."
Right.
Not one iota of me was like, "Man, that was so prideful to say." It put me at ease.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That confidence where she was like, "I have worked. God has given me this gift and I've worked at it.
Yeah.
And this is how I can use it to serve this ministry."
Yeah.
I never was put off by it at all. In fact, I was like, "Man, thank goodness she said that."
Yeah.
Good. Like somebody saying to you, like, "Hey, we're ready for the service, ready for the show, ready for the program."
Mm-hmm.
"Yes, we are ready.
Yep.
Let's do this." That's good.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to say, "Well, you know, it's not about me. I don't know."
Yeah.
"Hey, look, it's all by God's grace." It's like, "Oh,
I don't know what it's going to look like." Yeah.
"The wind out of my sail."
That's right.
"I just have a flat tire now. I don't know what to do."
Mm-hmm.
So so let's not misunderstand. There is a place for good pride, but then there's also the bad pride.
Mm.
And this is the pride that is full of self.
That's right. Mm.
It focuses only on self. It's all about the self. This kind of pride has a very distorted image of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like who we are is complex, but not that complicated, because there's part we understand.
Right.
And there's a part we know is there, but we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is a part we don't even see. We don't even understand.
Yeah.
So true humility is knowing, "I really don't know everything about myself."
Mm-hmm.
"And I really don't think I am all that."
Mm. Right.
Yeah. So it is very detrimental to oneself. Pride is very detrimental, as well as to the team. When we're not teachable, you cannot grow.
Yeah.
And you cannot grow, and neither can your team grow, because all of us think, I'm all that.
That's right.
This is not healthy confidence. This is actually pride. And you may even try to glorify your mistakes. "Hey, I did that, but let me tell you why I did that."
Mm.
"And it's good what I did."
Mm-hmm.
"'Cause I did that, and it's good."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
Yeah, what do you do now?
Well, now, how are you going to learn from that?
Right.
You cannot have a good team spirit. You're going to have poor morale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ever see a church suffering from poor morale, or a team or a business or... you know, some political office, a group of people are struggling, is because someone there is full of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the morale is very low.
That's a great point. And maybe you can talk to that, because I think that's a very good distinction to make. We are talking about a church setting. You know, if I walk into a doctor's office, lawyer's office, you know, someone who's quote unquote real powerful, I want them to have that bravado and that confidence.
Yeah.
But for some reason, people don't want that from the pulpit. Why do you think that is?
Because in the pulpit, they think, well, humble Jesus, meek and mild.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they misunderstand what that means. Humble Jesus, meek and mild, it does not mean that he was not confident.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oftentimes, I feel like it gets turned into humble Jesus, weak and wimpy.
Yeah, true.
Weak and wimpy.
Yeah, meek and mild is great, but Jesus was not a pushover.
Yeah, you think Jesus didn't stand on business?
Whimpering person. This is the same Jesus who was like turning over tables.
Yeah.
So meek and mild does not mean like cowering in the corner.
No, Jesus stood on business. He knew what he was there to do.
And that's why the common people loved him, is because he spoke with authority, unlike their leaders.
Right. Right.
That's what they liked him. They didn't like, oh, he goes in depth, or oh, look how he uses illustration. No, they said he speaks with authority, mm-hmm. unlike the Pharisees and the scribes.
Right.
So going back to the bad pride, it is not good. It's not healthy. It destroys relationships, and it may even lead to bad choices.
Mm, true.
Okay? Because when you are full of pride, it's full of self. And that's when people do things. That's why, have you heard of athletes who are so good, and yet they make such
yes.
bad decisions?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? I mean, we were just watching one on TV, the mm-hmm. U.S. golfer who got arrested
yep.
for assault.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the details, and it may come out that he did not do anything wrong. Okay. But just to think about that, you're so good. You're number one.
Yep. Yep.
Why would you pull that?
Right.
I guess you get to a certain point where you feel like you're untouchable, and you feel like right. the rules of life don't apply to me.
And that's the bad part.
Because I'm up above the hoi polloi of
self.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Self.
Yep.
Self.
Yeah.
Can we have a boo?
Yeah,
self.
Listen, yeah, I just want
to. Yeah, so.
Boo. I don't
anyways,
know if we have a boo.
Boo self.
Boo.
So.
There you go. There it is. There it is.
Self, wrong answer.
Wrong answer. So it will keep you from reaching your God-given potential and be successful.
Yeah.
The antidote to pride is to recognize that you have the bad pride in you.
Very true.
That's
very
the true. Antidote. That's where it begins. Say, yeah. okay, I have a problem. It is self. I am full of self. And I'm the cause of why my team, my church, my business is struggling.
And something I've heard you say to your students a lot, Ryan, is that, you know, the bad pride is not always arrogance.
Yeah.
It's not always I'm the greatest. Sometimes it is masqueraded as humility.
Yeah. Sometimes it's saying I'm the worst.
Yeah.
I'm poor, pitiful. Look at me, because it's still self-focused.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
pride wearing a negative wrapper.
That's right.
That's
right.
A good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Ryan is coming up with...
yeah, it's pretty good. Can we just get a golf clap for Ryan?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there it is.
So begin by recognizing... You got to work on that.
I was going to say, yeah, we need to get that.
Yeah. Begin by recognizing that those who have helped you in life, mm-hmm. Like pastors, mm-hmm. like coaches, like parents, like teachers, mm-hmm. even friends, teammates, begin by recognizing these are people who help you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you are where you are because of the team. And I hope I am humble. I hope so. I'm not going to be the one who is judging myself mm-hmm. there. Hope others can. And I'm sure other people may think I'm prideful. But at least in this area, I believe you guys are a big part of the success here. Oh, our team.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
The reason, and I want to talk about what you just said for a second, the team helping. The pride in a negative wrapper, I say that because that's something that has been an ongoing struggle for me.
Mm.
I grew up with that mindset of like, I'm the worst, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, don't pay attention to me. And it wasn't until I confronted that shortly before starting here at Clearview that I realized, man, that's not being humble. That's still prideful because I'm still focused on myself. It's just talking bad about myself.
Mm.
And through learning from you, Dr. Sean, through you helping me overcome some things and talk through some things and think rightly about things, I'm able to walk with more confidence than I had in any of my years previous, not because of like how amazing and wonderful I am right. and throw confetti in the air, but because I know how God has shaped me and who God has made me to be. And I know my place on our team and what I'm able to bring to the table in order to make our team better, in order to, you know, bring the gospel forth. So
that's
thank
right.
you for
yeah.
the impact you've had on my life and helping course correct those areas.
I would say the exact same thing. You know, that's something that I feel like I still have not confronted all the way because you do get, it gets drilled into your head. Humility is the same as humiliation.
Right.
And when you're young yeah. and I was young when I was learning those lessons, I always saw like in movies and in TV. So it's not just preachers. It's everywhere in Hollywood that the arrogant people are always the bullies. And that by the end, they fall. You see them fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, I have to be the opposite of that. And so what you think is the opposite of that is weakness, mm-hmm. victim. So just be humble, quote unquote, which means out of the way, quiet, weak, mm-hmm. until circumstances get you there.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you end up in your 30s and you're like, I'm still weak.
Yeah.
I'm still useless.
Yeah.
I'm still not where I need to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that caricature of humility is not the opposite of arrogance.
Right.
And it's
right.
only through talking to you and being here at Clearview, taking responsibility, taking ownership of things that you start to realize like, oh, God is waiting for me to begin this process of
yes.
building confidence.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not going to just drop it in my lap because
that's
I was
right.
patient.
Yeah. That's right. So I would definitely encourage people, especially graduates, to recognize that you have the bad pride, recognize those who have helped you in life, pray and thank God for giving you all the blessings in life, and then also work on creating a spirit of humility in your team.
That's right.
And John Maxwell gives four ways you can do that. Number one is don't think less of yourself. Just think of yourself less.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Allow yourself to fail, but know it's not the end of the world when you do.
Mm-hmm.
So failure is not final.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When mistakes are made, recognize the problem, solve it, and then move forward with the new knowledge. Mm. Don't stay there, because that staying there and there's mulling over it is still part of pride.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that ended. That was not bad. That was not good. That was humiliating. That was humbling. Okay. Learn from it. And then creating a spirit of humility, live with a mindset that there's always something to learn from everyone.
That's right.
Everyone on the team. And so I hope we will develop that spirit of humility, and don't just look to Coach Wooden, look to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Who, being fully God, became fully man. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And so be like Christ.
Amen. Perfect example for us and perfect reminder for us, especially in this graduation season. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on this same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show by clicking that donate button and helping us get the gospel to the nations. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.